So, why do some veterans not like it when you shake their hand and say thank you for your service?
I never quite know what to say back. There's a kind of emptiness to the gesture. I guess I just doubt that the person who shakes my hand really knows anything about my war, or why we fought, or is even aware that we're still fighting it.
Why do some soldiers miss war?
There is a kind of largeness to it, a kind of godliness. Though it's odd, you're never more alive than when you're almost dead.
Why did the draft end? And should we bring it back?
If President George Bush had said, we're going to implement the draft, do you think we would have invaded Iraq?
No.
Absolutely not. No. It was too easy. War has become a spectator sport for most of America.
These are big questions, the kind we need to be asking about our military and our veterans and their role in American life. But they're questions most of us civilians and non-veterans like me don't even think about. From the Veterans Breakfast Club, I'm Todd DePastino, one of the hosts of a new podcast that takes a fresh look at the American military experience, past and present. We're calling the podcast Truth About War. We'll take a deep dive into veteran stories and some pressing issues facing our nation and our future. Were the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan worth the cost? Does the military handle racial divisions better than the civilian world? Are women serving in combat changing the nature of war? Are war crimes inevitable? We'll talk with some high-profile veterans as well as some lesser-known people who have served on the front lines of history. We'll also call upon experts in various fields in order to find out what truth about war we can uncover. Truth About War podcast is coming April 20th. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.